time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got a bunch of people. We've got two folks in the studio with us. We've got Price City Council member Lane Miller, who, like it or not, Lane is the chairman of International Days this year. So he's the one in charge. And then, but quietly, we all know that Megan's the one in charge, right, Lane?
Yes, right. That's right.
We have Megan Marshall with us as well. And then over the phone, we've got Ted Hinckley, and we're going to talk just about the entertainment that's going to go on the stage at International Days, because that's always a big focus, too, of International Days, is the live entertainment on the stage. So all of you, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
Great.
We're glad to be here. When I look at this list, it's going to be a huge weekend.
It's going to be a busy weekend, if nothing else.
When you need a separate flyer just for the entertainment, that's how you can tell it's going to be amazing.
That's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get started. And with the entertainment, it all kicks off on Thursday, August 3rd. That's down in the Peace Gardens, part of the Culture Connection. They've done this for the last few years, right, Lane?
As long as I can remember. That's the opening ceremonies.
The opening ceremonies for the Culture Connection. And, of course, we will go and have the posting of the colors. We'll have the national anthem. And then to kick off International Days, what a better way to do it, Ted, than with some international talent. So let's talk for a moment about Gemma Griffith.
Gemma Griffith from Zimbabwe, but she's kind of based in South Africa these days because I think there's a little more of a scene. She's a pop singer. And I was just looking at her thing. She performs in London. She's performed in India. She's all over Africa. She's really, you know, in her part of the world is quickly becoming a star. And you'll see why. She has a very infectious personality, and she's charming. And she's really become a... She really sings great songs and has become kind of her own voice. She's really, I think it's super that we're going to have an international act start International Days. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And she's not a star in the U.S. yet, okay? But I think it's going to happen. I mean, she has that much charm, that much personality. You're watching a star from the other side of the world who I think is going to keep going and keep becoming more of a star internationally.
And that's just the first night. And Megan, to speak about some of the things that you said, you really wanted to try and get this year International Today's Days to be more international, didn't you?
That's right.
That was one of the focuses.
That's right. To really focus on the origins of how this festival started, which is celebrating how our community came together and was created. And so we're really emphasizing that. And the entertainment just goes to show.
All right. So that's just Thursday night. Then get some sleep because we get started again on Friday. And we're going to move the party up to Washington Park on Friday. And Megan, a couple of groups there that are local to kick the day off. And we're going to kind of let you cover them.
Yeah, we've got a great mix on Friday. We've got Miss Carbon County Royalty. They're going to come in and do a variety talent show. You certainly don't want to miss that. We've got Black Corvus, The Deltas, SB Experience. We've got Imagine. It's really phenomenal.
So let's go into a little bit of depth. Black Corvus is a local group. A lot of people may not have heard of them, but you're going to know people that are in it, right?
That's right.
And they've been at International Days for the last two or three years. I know at least the last two.
Yeah, they've done a lot of local performances, and it's on the heavier side. They've got hard rock, you know, some light metal, but it's really, really entertaining to watch. They're a great act.
So light metal, is that like aluminum?
No, it's harder.
Is that? Okay.
It's harder.
Sorry.
A little harder than that.
And then we have the Deltas. And Ted, let me tell you about the Deltas. Me and Lane get on here every time they come to Culture Connection. The Deltas are like the adopted sons of Carbon County. They have played Culture Connections. They have played Arts Festival. They have played Just to Come and Play.
I think they were adopted by Helper first.
I didn't want to take your credit for it, but they are a fabulous blues band. They're a great band. They've opened the Arts Festival. They've closed out the Arts Festival. And a lot of people know who the Deltas are, and you're going to have a good time going up and listening to their music. That's for sure.
Do I have time to tell you a quick story?
Give it out.
When COVID hit and everything stopped, our first live stream was the Deltas from the back of a converted trailer in Bend, Oregon. They live streamed to Price, Utah. That's
and they had fantastic. Turned the trailer kind of into their rehearsal space, if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
Yeah, they did.
So, yeah, the Deltas, a lot of people here in Carbon County know them and really love them. And then, Megan, you need to speak to the SB Experience.
Yeah, the SB Experience, the Carbon County is the first to see their first live performance on stage. This is the biggest audience they've ever performed for, and they're phenomenal. It's two local musicians, Jonathan Marshall and Zeke Anglesey. They're going to be playing acoustic and acoustic electric guitar in kind of a blues pop mixture. It's really a lot of fun to watch.
All right, that's at 6:15, and then closing out the night on Friday, everybody's going to be there for this one. Everybody knows the music of the Beatles. And this is Imagine, remembering the Fab Four. Ted, I'm going to let you kind of take it from there.
So Imagine, I've known of them. I've seen them for years and years. And, you know, I had them play at a thing not too long ago. And think about this, the Beatles were together essentially 10 years. Imagine's been together 30 years. For 30
oh,
years,
wow.
These guys have been doing the Beatles stuff, and they do it very well, and their show is really fun. They kind of come out in the Ed Sullivan Show suits and then kind of switch to the Help suits, and then they all, in the end, they're all in the Sgt. Pepper suits, and they kind of go through this stuff, and one guy's Paul, one guy's George, one guy's Ringo, and they do such a great job, and I think these guys feel like they're ambassadors to Beatledom. They love being, you know, taking this music. It's probably, for my money, it's the best songbook in the history of popular music. And these guys just consider themselves stewards of getting the Beatles and two people, and people love it. And the funny thing is, when you think about the Beatles, you know, we all know about, you know, the Shea Stadium concert and then the Rooftop, you know, at the end, but they really didn't do that many concerts. You know, they did early in their history, the Hamburg years, but you know, all their big songs were never performed live. And so to just to see and hear that Beatles stuff performed, it's just a thrill. It's just such a great songbook.
I'm jazzed about this.
It should be should be really, really good. That's Friday night. And then, of course, we have the movie in the park on Friday night for some entertainment. Is that the kids' movie Friday night?
That's right. Super Mario Brothers will be Friday night.
And that gets us just through Friday, okay? Have you guys got time? We'll come back and talk just about Saturday here in just a bit.
Anything for you, Dave.
You got it.
You should be careful what you say, Lane. All right, so we'll be right back with Ted Hinckley, Lane Miller, and Megan Marshall, talking about the entertainment for International Days.